It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hey, thanks for coming back. I bet you came back because you heard the tease. Can you have your cake and eat it too? Well, I got Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum in the house, and he's going to tell you exactly how to go about doing that. Jacob, how you doing?
Doing great. And absolutely, you know, pleasure is good. It's there for reason. So if I'm out with my wife and, you know, they have chocolate, you know, death by chocolate cake, that, you know, I'm going for it. But
yep.
I'm just going to have a couple bites. I'm not going to eat the whole big thing.
Right.
Most of the pleasure is the first 2, 3, 4 bites. I'm going to share it with people that I'm out with and savor it. The problem isn't that. The problem is the 150 pounds of sugar per person per year that they dump into our food and food processing.
Right.
That's 18% of calories. And not just to make you feel awful. I'm depressed, anxious, moody, poor brain function, but also increases risk of heart attacks, strokes, high blood pressure, cancer, immune problems, and candida. So we're going to teach you today how to have your cake and eat it too, how to keep the pleasure, but to get rid of this toxic 150 pounds that the food processors are dumping in food. And why? Because the food is often that's doing that to is so gross that they've got to mask the flavor somehow.
So, I think this is one of the best approaches ever, because I think that sometimes when it comes to cutting down on things that people I'm having a hard time with my grammar here. When it comes to cutting down on things that people know are doing them harm or contributing to their unhealthiness, people get overwhelmed and they're it's such a comfort thing. There's so much else going on. They don't really want to let go so much. And so I think this approach of how you can have the pleasure and also stay healthy is probably a great message.
Absolutely. And Holly, when I talk to people and I say that they've got to get rid of the excess sugar and stuff, and I see their face drop, I immediately ask them, what is the thing you're thinking that you're going to have to give up? And they say something like my chocolate or stuff like that, and I say, no, that stuff that you love, keep that.
Right.
Now let's take a look at all the other load, a bag of sugar that you're having that you could care less about. The sodas, if you have a 48-ounce Big Burp soda, that's 36 spoons of sugar. Chuck that bad boy. Use natural sweeteners like stevia. You have a whole line of Zevia sweetened sodas in the health food stores. You can get them in Safeway nowadays. They're delicious, and they're great, and they're healthy. So you want to keep pleasure. It's really an important message.
No, absolutely. And I think how can you help people stop, though, after that 2, 3, maybe 4th little bite?
Well, one of the things that I find, especially around the holidays, is I'm going to tell people, put it on, take the 2, 3 bites or a small slice or a piece of the dessert, and then walk away from the serving dish. Because as long as you have that plate in your hand with some of the dessert on it, you can walk anywhere in the world. No problem.
Wow.
Now, if you're standing there by the serving dish and doing it, you're going to be inhaling those couple bites. Be so busy feeling guilty about, should I be doing this, that by the time it's all done, you're going to notice you haven't even tasted it. So then there's going to be 2, 3 more bites and then repeat 8, 9 times. So walk away from the serving dish, savor with no guilt.
I love it. Save it and walk away. And that really takes kind of getting in a habit to do it, doesn't it? I mean, because a lot of people will sit there kind of mind, and I think that's all, it's mindless. They'll do it very mindlessness. Mindlessly? My gosh. And so that, it takes some consciousness. You've got to be aware of what you're doing.
Yeah, and have fun with it. Like I said, I'm telling folks, avoid sugar, but I do add the 3 magic words, except for chocolate. Chocolate is a health food. Did you know that eating chocolate is 25 to 50 times more likely to prevent you having a heart attack death than taking cholesterol-lowering medication?
Wow.
It's good for energy. It's good for cognitive function. It's good for all kinds of things. So, Holly, what I find is that if you just tell people stop sugar, they're going to go through withdrawal from hell. And I used to tease people, my practice, that you're going to come off sugar and coffee for the next 10 days. But if I see these headlights pointing at me in the parking lot and you're behind the wheel during that time, I am ducking for cover because you'll be trying to kill me. And because it's a nasty withdrawal. But here's a simple trick how to get off the sugar without the withdrawal. And it comes down to knowing which sugar addiction type you are. There's four main types, and they'll overlap with each other. If you treat the cause of your sugar addiction, you won't have the cravings, or they might be mild when you come off the sugar, and it'll be easy. So let's take a quick look. Type 1 are just people, they're the soccer moms. They're just exhausted, they're running, doing too many things, and they're reaching for sugar as an energy loan shark. And now you may be having one or two cups of coffee a day or tea, but which, by the way, is healthy. Yet another study that came out this week showed that one or two cups of coffee a day will decrease the risk of liver disease. So it's a matter of degree. One or two a day, no problem. Three, four, five, you're pushing energy loan shark territory. So the best way to improve energy naturally is what they call the SHINE protocol. Get your sleep, optimized hormones, treat infections, nutritional support, and exercise is able, and then you're going to have healthy energy. The type 2, you know how you tell you're a type 2 sugar addict? You're going to be at the divorce lawyer, or you're going to be at marriage counseling, because when you're a drop in blood sugar associated with low adrenal.
Okay.
Basically, a stress handler is exhausted, and when your blood sugar drops, your claws come out. And if anybody is between you and that candy bar, they are dead meat.
Right. Especially if a lot of time has gone by.
Indeed. So a simple thing to treat the low adrenal. One, get rid of the excess stress in your life that you can, which means turning off the evening news, which is a fiction that's annoying.
Right.
And also, I like a product called Adrenal Stress End.
I love it.
For you who get that irritable and hungry, it's outstanding. It'll support your adrenal, smooth out those moods, save you a ton on divorce lawyer and counseling bills.
Right.
Be a lot happier, and you won't have the same sugar cravings.
I love that product, Jacob, because it says exactly what it does, Adrenal Stress End. It does put an end to the constant taxing on your adrenals, and it does help with those sugar cravings.
Mm-hmm. It's outstanding. It's awesome. And then the third type are people who have candida. And the way you tell you have candida or yeast overgrowth is because you have nasal congestion, sinusitis, postnasal drip, where you're clearing the throat a lot, gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation. Those are symptoms that go along with the candida. And you're going to sugar crave, because what happens is candida ferment sugar. That's what they eat. The fermentation tank is a bunch of yeast and the carbohydrates. So they have developed a way to trigger probably a chemical messenger that makes you crave sugar. But unlike the feed me now or I will kill you sugar craving, this is more what I call the happy Twinkie hunter. You're just going to the cabinet, something sweet would look good and taste good. So going after the candida with a good probiotic, avoiding the sugar. I'll use medications like Flucan. Berberine is a good herbal. Holly, what's your favorite natural anti-candida?
Well, there's a product called Tanalbit, which is a blend of plant tannins. So a lot of times I will use that. Same thing, berberine. Garlic, anything that's biocidal, like volatile oregano oil. It's pretty easy. You know, one of the things that I talk to my patients about is not only do you want to kill those things off, we got to stop feeding them. And that's that vicious cycle of the sugar.
Mm-hmm. And once you start them, you're going to find it's easier to kill them off. Otherwise,
right,
trying to get rid of candida while you're downing, you know, one of those quick mark big burp sodas, it's like trying to put out a fire while you're pouring gasoline on it.
Right.
And then the type 4, the fourth type of sugar addiction, are people who basically are going through andropause or menopause. They have low estrogen, low progesterone, low testosterone, and they're getting anxious or depressed, and they're treating that with sugar. I treat it with bioidentical hormones, but very easy to do, simple things. My book, Beat Sugar Addiction Now, will tell you how.
All right, so that's it. Jacob Teitelbaum, there you go. How to Beat Sugar Addiction is the book. You can go to endfatigue.com and get more information about that book and so much more that Jacob Teitelbaum gives freely to all of his consumers. He's the consumer advocate that I know. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Lucille on Mindful Medicine.